Guitarathon is the greatest guitar sale on earth, and it's happening now. Get massive savings on a huge selection of electric and acoustic guitars, basses, amps, pedals, and other accessories. Save up to $450 on a Gibson Les Paul Studio Deluxe, up to $900 on a Gibson Les Paul Trad Pro 4, or save up to 20% on other select Gibson guitars. Plus, get special financing on select major brands. Don't miss these incredible deals. Available online and in-store, now through November 1st. Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center. Find your sound.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And oh boy, is the NBA ever back. This is Matt Shook, your host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, here with your Pistons podcast for Wednesday, October 18th, 2017. It's a day on the calendar that Pistons fans have had circled for a long time, as tonight is the season opener, also the opener for Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit, as the Charlotte Hornets will be in town to take on your Detroit Pistons at 7 p.m. Eastern. The game will be on Fox Sports Detroit, but the excitement for the season is perhaps not palpable, according to some ticket numbers that I'm going to be talking about today later on in the show. But first, we're going to run down what a wild day it was in the NBA on Tuesday. We're not going to do this every night, as you know, there's going to be games every day, and we're not going to go through ramifications for the Pistons or what would happen around the league. But I thought that this day deserved its own little news rundown, starting here in Chicago, where I taped the podcast. The Chicago Bulls news broke that, well, there was some breaking, certainly, as Bobby Portis and Nikola Mirotic got into a fight during practice on Tuesday during a scrimmage. Apparently, Mirotic got dropped by one punch by Portis and ended up with a couple broken bones in his face and a concussion, a team source told Casey Johnson of the Chicago Tribune, one of the top basketball writers around and a real pro at that, that Mirotic will be out for at least a few weeks and that the team will end up giving Portis a multiple game suspension. This team is not going to be very good, and everyone knows that going in, but I covered quite a bit of Bulls games last year, and this is even with Jimmy Butler, even with Rajon Rondo, who was rejuvenated toward the end of the season, and with a future Hall of Famer in Dwayne Wade. That was not a very good team last year, and now you got injuries, you got suspensions. The guys you brought over for Jimmy Butler in that trade on draft night, Chris Dunn and Zach LaVine, those guys are out for a while. I mean, this is a team that's going to go full force tank. That over-under at about 22.5 in Las Vegas before the fight, before the incident, that might be a little generous. You might want to go with the under in that one and pencil in the Bulls for one of those top three picks in the draft next year. Start thinking about who fits more on their roster between the Marvin Bagleys, the Michael Porter Juniors, and the Luka Doncic of the world. But I'm going to be enjoying watching the circus here for the Chicago Bulls, a little bit of schadenfreude, as maybe we're getting back at them for Jordan knocking off the Bad Boys reign. But we'll be talking plenty about the Pistons. But another big story last night, of course, is Gordon Hayward in the first quarter of his Boston Celtics debut as they took on the Eastern Conference champion Cleveland Cavaliers on the road, suffers a nasty fall. I'm sure you've seen at least videos of the reaction of the Cleveland players and maybe some of the other players around the court. But Boston's Hayward goes down. It's ugly. The pictures are ugly. Brad Stevens after the game said he suffered a dislocated ankle and fractured tibia. The team had announced earlier that it was a fractured left ankle. So not exactly clear what the injury is, but it was ugly and it's going to be bad. He's going to have surgery scheduled today in Boston, today being Wednesday. And maybe we'll know more of the extent of that at that point. He's obviously going to be out for a long time. This kind of injury that Paul George faced put him out for a season and then parts of the next season as well. I don't know if it's something like that. I would imagine that he's probably going to be out for the year. Nobody was speculating much online late on Tuesday night when I was checking out reports and trying to see stuff like that, as everyone was just still getting over the gruesome nature of the injury. I guess it's possible that they might luck out and that somehow he could be back for the playoffs. I really don't know, but I'm sure by the time this podcast drops on Wednesday morning, you should be able to check that out on Google and Twitter and possibly find out for yourself. But what does this mean for the Pistons? You know, too early to tell in a lot of ways, at the risk of sounding like Skip Bayless, who was getting ripped on Twitter for talking about what this means for LeBron James clearing the path of the Eastern Conference a little bit more for him. Maybe this does soften things up at the top of the Eastern Conference, making things for Cleveland a little bit less important in the regular season. Maybe this does open things up for a team like Washington, Toronto, or Milwaukee to make a step into that top two in the Eastern Conference. What does this mean for LeBron James? He's not going to have a team breathing down his neck. Not that I think that the Cavaliers are too concerned about the regular season in general, but I think you can cross off Boston as far as being a juggernaut as a 60-win team or something like that in the Eastern Conference. This team's going to be very good if Gordon Hayward doesn't play another minute for them this season or in the playoffs. They're still making the playoffs. They're still going to be in the top half of the Eastern Conference, but I think this, you know, makes them a little bit more of a liability this season. If you're a betting person, maybe grab the Kyrie Irving MVP odds at this point, as he's going to possibly contend for a scoring title. He's going to be more of a one-man offensive show in time. And, you know, maybe the Pistons, I got a text from a friend last night, maybe the Pistons do sneak another extra win or two from Boston at some point, or maybe the way that the Eastern Conference race shakes down, that this benefits the Pistons in some way. All remains to be seen, but as far as a couple of news items from the first day of the NBA season when there's only two games, pretty big. And just now, Houston knocked off the defending champion Golden State Warriors during ring ceremony night in Oakland. Houston picked up a 2-0 lead in the game by scoring the first basket, and then Golden State led throughout the entire rest of the game until the final minute when Houston finally regained the lead. By the way, with Chris Paul on the bench throughout most of the end of the fourth quarter when the Rockets made their comeback, and took the lead. Kevin Durant makes a buzzer beater, but it turns out that he did not actually beat the buzzer, and it was ruled late. During all the commotion, Chris Webber, the TNT analyst, our beloved Detroiter and former Michigan Wolverine, of course, he didn't know the score and was thinking that the teams had to go out and play some overtime. But I'm sure Michigan fans and Michigan haters will be chuckling about that one on Twitter for another day or so. So, an action-packed night. Houston gets the win at Golden State. Just a lot of great stuff from the first day of the NBA. If this is any indication of what kind of weeks and nights and late Thursdays and late Sundays and things that we have to look forward to throughout the season, buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. It should be a very good one and at least a very entertaining season. But I got some interesting news and some numbers that I parsed through tonight that I want to share with you guys about maybe a lack of excitement about the Pistons coming into the season, returning to downtown Detroit for the first time in nearly 40 years. Well, we know the Pistons will be going to work tonight on Wednesday against Dwight Howard and Kemba Walker and the Charlotte Hornets, but will the fans? I watched a lot of the preseason games at Little Caesars Arena, and obviously it's preseason, so you can't get too worked up about the turnout, but it looked utterly dead in Little Caesars Arena. And then some of the pictures from up above showed that there were pretty much no fans there, and the Red Wings have had that same kind of problem too, but they explained that away, that a lot of the fans in the second period were checking out the concourse and a lot of the amenities of the arena and whatnot. However, a couple of disturbing things. I looked on SeatGeek, which of course is our Locked On NBA partner, sponsorship-wise, and you could find, as of late Tuesday night, this is less than 24 hours before the season opener for the Detroit Pistons against the Hornets. Again, this is a Wednesday game in October. It's not Steph Curry in town. It's not a Saturday night in downtown Detroit. But you could find tickets for $29 on the aftermarket in SeatGeek, and you could also find 223 different tickets for under $40. So, you know, a lot out there, a lot in the aftermarket that you can pick up. But if you go to Ticketmaster, if you go through NBA.com for Pistons tickets through Ticketmaster, which I'm assuming is pretty much the exclusive seller of first-time NBA tickets that you can get, there are standard tickets available for $65 right now. So what that sounds to me is that, you know, it's not a sellout 24 hours before the game starts. There's also a verified resale ticket section that the Ticketmaster has as well. So it's not, those aren't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about standard tickets that appear to be, you know, first come, first serve tickets that haven't been sold yet. Now, maybe this is normal. I guess to me, it doesn't sound very normal at all. It seems like at least a week or so before the first basketball game in downtown Detroit, nearly 40 years at the brand spanking new arena, that you'd have be sold out, you know, maybe a week or so ago before this. And maybe by the time walk-ups or anything like that happens, maybe this ultimately will be a sellout. But like I said, standard tickets for $65, all sorts of 30-something dollar tickets on this verified ticket, resale ticket exchange that they have on Ticketmaster and NBA.com. And then more of those tickets to be found that have already been sold that could be resold and repurchased on SeatGeek. So lots out there. And then moving on from the opener, you got the Pistons going out of town this weekend on Friday in Washington, D.C., and then on Saturday night in New York City. But then they're coming back to face the Philadelphia 76ers on Monday night. I have an interest in checking out tickets for this because I'm planning on going to that game. But you got Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Markel Fultz, one of the exciting headlining teams in the Eastern Conference this year. And then you've got, if you go on SeatGeek, this is Monday's game. This is the second ever regular season basketball game at Little Caesars Arena. You can get two tickets right now for $9 a piece. There are 174 tickets available on SeatGeek as of Tuesday night for under $20. So that's pretty alarming numbers when you talk about it. How does that stack up to other teams in the NBA this season?
Yes, sir!
Well, Rip, I'm glad you asked because I went through the numbers. There are 11 NBA games on Wednesday night, and all of those are home openers for all the teams. And of those 11 games, if you looked on those SeatGeek numbers of the lowest available price for a ticket available on SeatGeek for Wednesday night games, of those 11, the Pistons' $29 rate against the Charlotte Hornets is fifth place in terms of fifth highest. You got the Celtics hosting the Bucks is $48 is the lowest price. The Sacramento Kings hosting the Houston Rockets at $42. The Wizards hosting the 76ers, $33. The Utah Jazz hosting the Nuggets, $32, followed by the Pistons and the Hornets at $29. It goes down the bottom of the barrel for those games. If you're in Phoenix and you want to check out the home opener, the season opener for Phoenix, checking on the Portland Trailblazers, that could get you. You get those for $8 on SeatGeek. And at the very bottom, Memphis Grizzlies taking on New Orleans for $7 in Memphis if you want to go check out that game. So if you're a Lockdown Pistons listener in Memphis or Phoenix, then you can check out that game for very cheap tonight. Now, if you move on and take a look at the second game, which I think is kind of a nice indicator of maybe how things are looking because the Pistons have the pomp and circumstance of that first game, but the second game with Philly coming in town on Monday, if you take that $9 figure of the lowest seats available right now for that second game, of those 11 teams that are hosting games on Wednesday night, just like the Pistons are, if you look at the second game for those teams, the Pistons are still tied for fifth. But you get to that point where it's that $9 number. They're tied for fifth with the Orlando Magic, who also have $9. You also have a $10 fee for the Wizards second game. So it gets really crowded when you get past the top. The Celtics are still the top of that list at 32. The Utah Jazz, for some reason, it's really hard to come across Utah Jazz tickets on SeatGeek that are very cheap. For some reason, their second game is $25. Their third game is $23. So it's interesting to take a look at. And I fudged the numbers a little bit because Memphis has Golden State for their second home game. So those are $28 a ticket right now. So I actually went to their third game when I was making this ranking because I thought Steph Curry and them making the jaunt to Memphis kind of skewed the numbers a little bit. So their third game is home against Dallas, and those tickets you can get for $4. So maybe that's more. Maybe this numbers I'm going through is a little bit more alarming if you're a Memphis Grizzlies fan who's concerned about the long-term, you know, health of the franchise in Memphis, Tennessee. But another surprising number was the Spurs. The second home game for the Spurs, you can get tickets of that for $5. So some interesting numbers that I went through there as you looked at the Pistons compared to some other home openers. One of the other tougher tickets, in addition to the Utah Jazz, like I mentioned, the Sacramento Kings. And it's an interesting comparison when you bring up the Kings because the Kings moved into their new arena, the Golden 1 Center, last year. And the Pistons moving into Little Caesars Arena this year, the Sacramento Kings moving into Golden One Center last year, those are the newest arenas in the NBA by a lot, as the Brooklyn Nets moved into Barclays Center in 2012. That was the previous newest NBA arena before last season. So, like I said, the Sacramento Kings hosting the opener against Houston tomorrow night, $42 a ticket. Their second ticket is $32. It's really tough to get Sacramento tickets. You can't really get tickets for under $20, as I went through SeatGeek's numbers even a few weeks into the season. So whatever's going on in Sacramento, they've done a pretty good job of at least boosting up the secondary ticket market. Now, maybe there's some other things that are going on over there that I don't know about. Maybe StubHub's a little bit bigger in that region for whatever reason. I checked StubHub and they're actually similar numbers, but maybe there are other reasons that Sacramento's tickets in the secondary market are pretty high. I don't think it has to do with De'Aaron Fox or George Hill or Zach Randolph or any of the additions that they've made, but the buzz around the Kings, even in their second year, appears to be a lot more than the Detroit Pistons. And look, I get it. The Pistons are possibly, you could make an argument that the Pistons are one of the five or six least sexy franchises right now in terms of the product that they're putting out there. They're bringing up pretty much the same core of guys in addition to Avery Bradley and a little bit of draft picks and some bit pieces here and there. Andre Drummond's a player that doesn't inspire a lot around the fan base. Reggie Jackson's a guy who, after his ascension 2 years ago, kind of took a step back. Like, I get that the Pistons are not sexy at all, but it's just strange to me that there aren't more people who are excited about getting to Detroit, more people from the city who are excited about going to games, more people from outside of the city who aren't looking to make an event out of this home opener, out of this season opener. It's just surprising to me. And it's something that I'm going to try to keep an eye on as far as attendance numbers, pictures, anecdotal evidence I see for myself and hear from friends and other people who are going to games and what they let me know. So I want you, if you go to games or if you hear anecdotal evidence or anything like that, I want you to reach out to me on Twitter at @Matt_Shook. Again, that's S-C-H-O-C-H and then another underscore after Shook. So reach out to me and let me know how that's going.
Detroit basketball!
But that's right. No matter what, we have Detroit basketball tonight. The Charlotte Hornets are coming to Little Caesars Arena at 7 o'clock. You can catch the game on Fox Sports Detroit, and I will be back first thing Thursday morning with a recap of that opener with some thoughts. We're not going to do huge recaps on every single game. There's 82 of them. I don't want to bore you guys with bit-by-bit details on every single game. We'll have features throughout the season. I'm working on some great interviews with some people that are following the team, working on some other things that are going to be exciting throughout this 2017-18 basketball season that hopefully ends with the Pistons back in the playoffs and maybe even winning a playoff series for the first time in many years. Who knows? But I'm looking forward to the ride with you guys this season, and thanks for joining me for another episode of Locked On Pistons, and we'll talk to you later. Enjoy the game, everyone.
Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.